Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in The Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
Today's Parsha, Devarim, is the second word in the Parsha that's distinctive. And the word Devarim either means things or words. This is the 44th weekly Torah portion in the annual cycle of Jewish readings of the Torah. It's also the first in the book of Devarim, or Deuteronomy. This Parsha tells how Moses appointed chiefs. It reviews the episode of the 12 spies, the encounters with the Edomites and the Ammonites, and the conquest of Shihon and Og, and the assignment of land for the tribes of Reuven. Devarim is always read on the final Shabbat of admonition, the Shabbat immediately before Tisha B'Av. This Shabbat is called Shabbat Chazon, which corresponds to the first word of the Haftarah from Isaiah chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 27. Many communities use the cantorial trope for the majority of this Haftarah in the mournful melody of the Book of Lamentations, or Echa, due to the damning nature of the vision, as well as the proximity to the saddest day of the Hebrew calendar, when we commemorate the destruction of the Temple and other events in Jewish history. This is when Lamentations Echa is rechanted. These three Haftarot, which combine and form the Haftarot of Affliction, are read from the 17th of Tammuz through the 9th of Av. In our tradition, the Tisha B'Av marks both the destruction of the First Temple in 586 or 587 before the Common Era, as well as the destruction by the Romans in 70 of the Common Era. It also marks various other dates of destruction of the Jewish people throughout history. Today's commentary was originally promulgated in 2014. It was written by Rabbi Chuck Simon, who had been the executive director of the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs for many, many, many decades. Chuck writes, "Let's examine the events leading up to the 9th of Av in Roman times and consider their implications. On the 17th of Tammuz, the daily offering in the temple was suspended. On the 9th of Av, most likely the 10th, the Romans broke into the temple and set fire to the sanctuary and slaughtered everyone in sight. Joshua of Gishaha and his fathers escaped across the central valley to the upper city, where they withstood further assault until the 8th of Elul, when the city finally fell. Titus ordered the leveling of the entire city and the temple, leaving the three towers of Herod's citadel and a few levels of the walls standing as a tribute to the Roman victory. Titus commemorated this victory by constructing the Arch of Titus in Rome. If you ever have the opportunity to visit Rome, look on the inside of the arch and you will find a relief of Roman soldiers carrying off various temple objects. Following the destruction of Jerusalem, Lucilius Bassus, governor of Judea, subdued Herodium and Machaerus, the two of the three remaining Jewish fortresses, and the final fortress, Masada, fell in the spring of 73. The Talmud suggests several explanations for the destruction of the temple. Most of them are the result of the unethical conduct of individuals and of our religious leadership. What's wrong with our clergy? Why are we continuously assuming that ritual devotion can transform people into spiritual guides? The text clearly wants us to believe that hereditary figures who are commanded to adhere to ritual behavior should be devoted to God, and the prophets consistently challenge this attitude. Moral and ethical behavior should trump devotion to ritual behaviors. But our behaviors haven't changed. We still expect religious leaders to be religious leaders. This week's Haftarah is the third of three special Haftarot leading up to the 9th of Av. It begins with a very strong reminder that our religious leadership and the manner they worship has become corrupted. As a result, our people, our nation, has strayed and destruction and desolation will follow. This Haftorah was most likely selected to be read immediately before the ninth of Av because of the line 21, which begins with the words Echa, which is the first word of the Book of Lamentations, or Echa. Rabbi Simon remembers that once asking a group of rabbinical students what they would consider to be a perfect congregation, one of the students immediately responded and said, "A perfect congregation for me would be one where everyone is Shomer Shabbat and Shomer Kashrut." I think the student erroneously believed that the purpose of Judaism and its rituals was to make people better Jews. Some of us, and I'd like to think most of us, believe the purpose of Judaism is to make better human beings. Echa. She got it wrong. Alas, what was because of the way they were taught? Perhaps you, dear readers, are thinking that I, Chuck Simon, believe Judaism and Masorti Judaism is anti-ritual. Please don't. Not the case, but our prophets were critical of those who overly relied on ritual activity. They and the rabbis who followed them believed in ritual observance, but not as an end in itself. Observance for them was a vehicle to reinforce ethical behavior. Echa, which basically means alas, we must be missing something if we continuously need to be reminded to treat others with dignity and to feed the hungry and take care of the stranger. We can correct that. That is the end of what Rabbi Simon wrote. It is up to each of us to make changes in behavior, be ethical in our behaviors, and the guide to what is ethical behavior is set forth in our Torah. I am not a rabbi, I'm not a scholar, I'm just a Yehudi Pashut, a simple Jew, Mehari Baltimore. Shalom all you all. That's plural. Be well.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb by Shane Ivers and is available at www.silvermansound.com.